Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Here's a towel for your bleeding heart. Please get off my rug. Here's a plow for your restless hands. You ain't no miracle drug. There's a whole lot of gold.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If you've ever seen a guy riding a bike down the side of the road with a cello strapped to the side of it, chances are you were looking at Ben Solee. The Kentucky-bred musician and singer has played with Abigail Washburn and Bela Fleck. He's played with My Morning Jacket's Jim James. And he has earned a bit of a reputation for ditching the van whenever he can in favor of touring on two wheels. Ben Solee is here in our studio today without bike and helmet, but with percussionist Jordan Ellis, and they're going to play a couple of songs from Ben's latest album called Half-Made Man. While Ben is a cellist, he's going to start us off with a song on the octave mandolin. The tune is called DIY, live on Soundcheck.
Feeling young today, flat out and fearless on the highway. Don't tell me to slow down, you see I grew up this way. TV shows and highlights, don't forget play by play. And now it's my turn. And tough today, I'm bristled and billowing like a tidal wave. Sweeping through the city looking for a place to hide away. All I need is someone, but you left yesterday. I guess it's my turn. And if you want something done right, you got to do what you say. And if you want something bad enough, yes, you got to do what you say. He's fighting like a fever for the tidal weight. There's people gathered round making bets on the highest stakes. Oh, I can't look, I know there's got to be a better way. And if you ain't gonna do it, I guess I'll have to. Oh, 'cause it's my time. Something done right, you get to do what you said. And if you want something bad enough, you get to do what you said. You get to do what you said.
Ben Solee and his song DIY live in the Soundcheck studio with Jordan Ellis on percussion, Ben singing and playing the octave mandolin. When you brought that into the studio, Ben, I thought that was a mandocello, the big member of the mandolin family.
Mm-hmm. And that might be in part because it kind of looks a lot more like a cello than a mandolin.
Basically, it's like a mandolin, except double size, you know. It's like a mandolin on steroids. It doesn't have the tinny, bright sound. It's got more of a guitar-like sound mm-hmm. to it. Why not just play the guitar?
Exactly. why not play something other than guitar? there's a lot of guitar out there, and of course, my first instrument, being from a household of a guitar player and a vocalist mom, I know guitar and have mm-hmm. used it a lot. But I was looking for something that would allow me to stand, because I spend a lot of time playing cello, but be a little bit different than a guitar sound.
Yeah.
And so I actually imagined this instrument with a maker in Vermont and by the name of Joe Cleary and commissioned it about a year and a half ago, and it just was born about 3.5 months ago.
And it is, I mean, that song's called DIY. This is very much a DIY album, isn't it?
In a lot of ways, yeah, almost in every way.
Because you did not Kickstarter, but a similar thing called Pledge Music.
Exactly. There's a platform for crowdsourcing funding, and it's called Pledge Music. And it's a wonderful way to work with your audience because it's a nice, clean interface. But also, any money that you raise over top, it gives you the opportunity to donate to work with a national or any type of nonprofit that you want to work with
mm-hmm.
and give a portion of the funding from that. So that's another incentive for people to give to the campaign.
And did that happen? Did you get more than you...
Absolutely. It was one of those things where we were well prepared to, you know, campaign for weeks to raise the money that we needed to put together this record, Half Made Man. And we put out the call and the audience responded, and over 2 days we raised the money that we needed, and it's continued to raise money. And so 10% of those funds go to Oxfam America.
Ben Solee with us here in the Soundcheck studio with his octave mandolin and with the cello. Now, the cello as well, you bow the instrument like most cellists and pluck it as well, but you've also done a little bit of kind of strumming, almost guitar-like stuff on the cello too.
It's true. You know, I feel as though I'm a cello thief. I spend a lot of time playing music with a lot of different musicians, from bluegrass to blues to even hip-hop folks, and I try to see what they're doing and what's needed in the texture and put that on the cello.
Mm.
So if I'm playing with a bluegrass group and the mandolin player goes to take a solo, I'll start covering the chop section.
Mm.
Or if the bass player takes a break, I can cover the bass stuff. So the cello is that. It is a Swiss Army knife-like instrument. You can use it to get out of a lot of situations, like my hero, MacGyver. And, you know, it has a tremendous melodic range. It can play a lot of harmony, rhythm, textures. It can do all those things.
It can also be, you know, the sole instrument in some pretty eclectic songwriting. Were you ever a fan of Arthur Russell, the cellist and songwriter?
You know, I've explored his stuff, and I love all the mixing he did. He was one of the best chefs. I've never had his food, but he was one of the best chefs I've ever seen musically. He was always trying new ingredients and bringing things in, and I really enjoyed that. And there's all these wonderful kind of collectives coming out now about all the music that he's been that he put out.
Right. This was a guy passed away in the 90s who did everything from sort of downtown avant-garde music to disco and had had a couple of big hits with his cello and his processed voice. I mean, your song Get Off Your Knees from Half Made Man sort of reminded me with the processing of the voice. But this next song called Unfinished, is this in some way still unfinished?
Well, I mean, every song in the studio is a fresh thing unless you're recording something you've been playing for years. And especially with this record, we gathered 5 musicians, including myself, Carl Brommel from My Morning Jacket, Jordan Ellis playing the drums today, Alana Rocklin, and Jeremy Kittle, who used to play with the Turtle Island String Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And those musicians are from various backgrounds. And the idea was, hey, let's sit down and just make the arrangements and the parts together. And so what came together was a magical take, but maybe not the definitive take. And so the song is growing, and especially as we play it for audiences.
All right. It's called Unfinished, and Ben Solee and Jordan Ellis are going to play it for us live on Soundcheck.
Oh, my rough edges. unsmoothed by the grit of this town. Me from the rubble, rebuilt from the sticks and the leaves. Oh, I'm kept, but I ain't clean. Learning how to run this fragile machine. Will I believe in preservation? Yes, it's fun to pretend. Don't you know? Don't you know that I am unfinished? Yes, I'm a half-made man, and I need your forgiveness to feel whole. From the floor, propped up, casting shadows around, looking for trouble. Lost, she ain't easy to please. Where's my missing piece? Laid long and lean, tattooed and serene. Yes, she's worth the work, don't you know? Don't you know?
Ben Solee. The song is called Unfinished. It's on his new record, Half Made Man. Jordan Ellis on percussion here live on Soundcheck. So, Ben, that song, Unfinished, that's kind of the closest thing to a title track on the record. I mean, you talk about being a half made man.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of alluded to this before, but the idea that, you know, the record maybe isn't the final definitive version of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of still an unusual idea in some musical circles, where the album's held up as, you know, this is the document of the work.
Yeah, yeah, and I can understand that. I feel like the studio is an opportunity to get people in there, and it's a very sensitive place, of course. Things are being born there. But it's still just a snapshot of people performing those ideas at that time in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it, of course, is the definitive recording, but often the songs grow and change over the years, and it would be really cool if all that could change together, but it doesn't always do that.
So the idea of the half-made man, I mean, do mm-hmm. you feel as a musician or as a man that you're still evolving, still being formed?
Absolutely. Well, I just made it out of the 27 Club. Which for musicians is a big task.
That's a big step.
You know, especially considering the bike tours that we do and stuff. It was a tricky task to get out of the mm-hmm. 27 Club. But
when you're out there on a bike, any close calls where you almost didn't make it past 27?
More than a few close calls.
Really?
Yeah. And most of that is due to lack of infrastructure, mm-hmm. a place for people to ride safely on their bicycles. And that kind of thing can change the the culture of drivers when they have a space for those people. But that's another topic altogether.
Yeah. Well, maybe not. I mean, David Byrne has made cycling a part of his touring life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he blogs and writes about, you know, his bicycle diaries and stuff. So, you know, for musicians who are looking for a way to kind of be, you know, green, that's mm-hmm. certainly an option. And you can see a video of Ben and the rest of his team on their bike tour on the Soundcheck website. Obviously, sometimes you got to get on the plane or in mm-hmm. the van, but is biking your preferred mode of transport?
We aim to do about a third of our touring each year by bicycle. And we don't really do it to offset our van travels or planes or to be green or really even sustainable. We do it to slow down, to use the limitations of the bicycles themselves, to become more involved with the communities that we're traveling through.
Mm-hmm.
As musicians, as you've experienced, I'm sure, you spend a lot of time in between places, traveling at this superhuman pace. And the bicycles just have this inherent limit. You can only ride so far, so
right.
fast. And that puts us in places where we wouldn't normally be asking for things that we wouldn't normally ask for. And we meet amazing people. We have amazing show experiences. And it connects us in a more profound way to the community that we're putting on a show in, not just, hey, come buy a ticket to our show.
Right. See our airport, see our hotel, see the backstage area, and then get out of town.
Exactly. This yeah. is very much, we're going to ride in, we're doing it safe, we're going to eat your food, we're going to eat a lot of your food, we're going to try your local brews, we're going to do all sorts of things, and we usually team up with local organizations on mm-hmm. the bike tours to do various things. It's a really great experience. So mm-hmm. we can't do that all the time.
Right.
We just can't do it all the time and make a good business. So
well, now you have family at home back in Kentucky, right? So you don't want to be...
I do. I don't want to be out for months and months.
Right, right. Speaking with Ben Solee, the cellist and mandolin player and singer and songwriter, Half-Made Man is the name of the right. That's a lot of slashes there next to your name.
I love the slashes. Yeah. Just circle them all.
Now, Some Lovin' is the name of this next song, mm-hmm. And you're back to the octave mandolin for this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Jordan Ellis, still behind our drum kit. They are live on Soundcheck.
They left you by the road, wrecked. And you came to believe they all were correct. 'Cause you've been pushing the cards against the deck. Believe life was a game and you lost the bet. Just put your hook in the sea, just sweat in the seat. When you figure it out, bring some loving back to me. I can't ease your mind, can't satisfy the need you feel to impress. Oh, but I tell you, the billboards are for sale, and they're glowing in the night. They will teach you how to desire. Just put your hook in the sea, in the seas, and when you figure it out, bring some loving back to me. 'Cause you are not a false star, you are not a mistake. On the day nothing goes wrong, there'll still be amends to make. We are human. Oh, yeah.
step outside. There's no money for tools, just use what's laying around. And as you turn the ground and you pull the weeds, you begin to feel less alone. Then you hear the sound, oh, that have always been around. Only now you can appreciate. Oh, just put your hook in the sea.
Once again, Ben Solee live on Soundcheck with Jordan Ellis behind the drums and his song called Some Lovin', the album called Half-Made Man. And Ben, you mentioned before playing that song when, you know, you're touring around. You said, you know, we're going to come to your town. We're going to eat your local food. We're going to drink your local brew. I mean,
yeah.
When you come to a town like New York, have you made any kind of local food stops yet?
Man, we had a wonderful place in Prospect Heights last night.
Jordan,
do you remember the name of it?
R&D,
and it was outrageous. The service was wonderful. The man made a classic old fashioned with some great Kentucky bourbon,
mm-hmm.
and we had something. I had a sandwich called a horse and pig, which was a big layer of horseradish. And bacon, thick-cut bacon.
Okay.
And it was outrageously good. And so, yeah, we try to connect however we can when we're there. And the food and fare, of course, is right up front.
So a nice shout-out to 606 R&D on Vanderbilt Avenue there in Brooklyn. Coming into the studio here today, the remnants of today's lunch seem to be even more local. Did you get that from the falafel stand outside our building?
You know we did. We had some spicy waffles. Wait, falafels, not waffles.
Falafels, yeah.
Excuse my Kentucky.
Kentucky's Ben Solee has been with us here in our New York studio on Soundcheck. Half-Made Man is the name of the album. And Ben, it's great to have you back in the studio. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
This is Soundcheck.
Maestro stepped on the stage, queued up the band. He remembered how he felt as a younger man. He tangled her scent in the reeds of the winds. He painted her green-brown eyes in the trembling strings. He made love to her all over again in the shifting breeze of day. When he was more than a man, he was as he wished to be. And it had been so long, but it still came naturally to the maestro. Plucked the guns from their heads, tumbled tanks like shells on the beach. Where's the cheers and applause? Can't they see he's pushing down?